from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the Score.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
Great song.
Excellent work by Peter Pondering Hansen. Great singing. Kids got it all.
I was like, come on, man. When are you going to start acting like an intern? Start acting like an intern.
Yeah.
Can't sound that good. Man.
It's annoying. I don't like him, frankly.
But I did teach him something today.
Yeah?
And apparently a lot of people about what that song was about, Pina Colada. To a married couple.
Oh, not about the industry.
No, not
it wasn't like an educational
thing. I've given up on trying to teach the industry, Danny. The industry, you know.
Yeah, we can't learn what you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you how it is out on the streets of this industry, okay? That's where I have my ear. So if you ever want to come talk about that, Hanson, you and I, we'll talk about the real stuff, okay? Not all this stuff here. This is all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
You spend a day in my shoes, man, reporting. It's rough out there.
I'll come down from my ivory tower and have my many assistants book a meeting with you, and I'll tell you about my side of the industry. It's quite nice.
As many assistants. we'll take care of it.
It's quite nice.
As many jobs. Yeah. I'm here in the meantime for
it's very plush.
My television job. Everything good on the TV, Danny?
Things are good on the TV side, Mark. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I saw you up on the TV the other day.
Yep. Got some, not ready to say the next thing quite yet, next time you'll see me, but there's going to be a next time you're going to see me. It's going to be pretty cool.
Oh,
so
yeah?
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Probably make that announcement some point next week.
Oh, worthy of an announcement.
The promotion.
A little something.
You say, hey, I'm going to be doing this here. Just let people know if they want to support. You know, yeah, probably got something for people to let them know about it next week. It'll be fun.
Looking forward to that.
I'm very much looking forward to it, too. How do you feel about the Bronny James situation? How do you feel about it? Do you have any opinion? Do you care?
I think it is ridiculous, the whole thing.
You do?
Like, I think it's making a mockery, unfortunately, of Bronny James, unless he's serious in thinking that he can be an NBA player. I feel bad for him more than anything.
Interesting. So I think he definitely feels like he could be an NBA player.
Okay, so I don't know him well enough to know that.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying...
Just from what you've heard and seen. And
yeah, I mean, he says it's been his lifelong dream to play in the NBA. He went to the draft combine. He did well at the draft combine. Like, I believe he wants to be an NBA player. I don't know that I believe that he would have been drafted if his last name wasn't James and LeBron didn't want him to go to the Lakers. But we have seen that before. We have seen family members get drafted. Second-round picks have no real value. It is an undeniably cool story. I mean, first father and son duo to play together in NBA history. That is undeniably beautiful and cool and
sure,
all of that.
Sure.
And who wouldn't want to help out their kid? My only pause on the whole thing is does Bronny want this? I assume he wants it. Like, he wants to go to the NBA. We know that. Rich Paul, his dad's best friend from childhood, is his agent. He seemingly orchestrated the whole thing. But at the combine, he was like, my dream isn't to play in the NBA with my dad. My dream is to play in the NBA. And then the second day of the draft comes, and the reports are that Rich Paul is calling teams saying, don't draft him, don't draft him, don't draft him. And he's like orchestrating him to the Lakers. It's been LeBron's stated dream to play with his son. And what father wouldn't want to play with their son? You know what I mean? Having the first time Owen threw me a tennis ball, I was like, I'm playing catch with my son. Yeah. This is the most amazing thing in the world. I of course get it from LeBron's standpoint, but I'm not sure that Bronny wants it. And if he is just going to ride the bench for the Lakers, is this setting him up to succeed? Or is it just like living out his dad's fantasy? Right. I really, that's the part that I don't know the answer to.
Well, for different reasons, like that's what I'm saying. Like I feel bad for him because I don't think he's an NBA player. Like I think too, what you're asking about, if his name wasn't James, would he have been drafted? Absolutely not. No, like he may have gotten a sniff and a camp, and I think he would probably end up, like if he was with the Bulls, he'd probably start the year on the Windy City Bulls. I don't think then, and that's what I wonder, like. Is this just a one, let's have this happen so we could say it happened and do it? Or does LeBron James look at it as, yeah, this kid's going to, like, Bronny James is not going to just be a one-time thing. He's actually going to play with the Lakers and be a part of their team and play in 50 to 60 games this year? I mean, that's the part that gets crazy.
I don't know. I mean, listen, second-round picks don't make the team all the time, right? So, I mean, the Bulls sold a second-round pick to the Warriors for $3.5 million. Like second-round picks are... They're often flyers and sure. draft and stash sure. international prospects.
Absolutely.
And like I just, I don't know, man. If you're going to just be on the bench because your dad got you there, it feels like it sets him up to be a punchline in some ways.
Absolutely.
I hope he's ready for. I mean, Thanasis on the Bucks is a punchline. He's made fun of. Now he's in the NBA, and maybe he doesn't care because he's in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, would you rather be a punchline in the NBA or not be in the NBA? I guess be a punchline in the NBA.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting dynamic.
But there's no way, like, God, would a LeBron James allow him to become a punchline in the NBA? That's the thing. Like, is it really worth it for him to be able to say that he played with his son? And
I get it from LeBron's side, man. He gave him his name. He's LeBron James Jr. LeBron did not have a relationship with his own father. He said when he was born, I wanted him to be named after me to solidify the bond that I will have with him for his entire life, because I get it from LeBron's side. That one's not hard for me to understand. Like, nepotism is not a good thing, but then, right. of course, you would do anything for your kid. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Put yourself in that position.
I get it from LeBron's side, even if it's not maybe setting him up for the best chance at success. You're blinded to logic and reason sometimes when it comes to your own kid.
Yeah, but you agree that he would not have been drafted. And I know, again, second round, not a big deal.
I don't think so, but people say it's a historically bad draft. Tom Haberstroh had this thing that was like, sons of NBA players have they overperform their draft expectation at this like a 28% higher rate or whatever, because they grow up around the game and genetics and all that sort of thing. So like,
yeah,
the guy had cardiac arrest at USC and survived.
He shrunk. He went from 6'4 to 6'1. I mean,
it is an incredible. I mean, LeBron is still playing in the NBA. He's still a top 15 player in the NBA, and he's playing with his kid.
Hey,
it's an incredible story.
And the fact of the matter is the NBA has to allow, because LeBron James, important still now, but how important is that guy going to continue to be even when he retires?
Yeah, he wants to own a team.
Absolutely. So going to let him do what he needs to do. Keep him happy.
Yeah, but man, there's going to be some awkward jokes.
Oh, absolutely. And
it's going to be a weird experience.
And what are players going to be saying behind, like, the stuff we're not even going to hear? Like, are they just going to be shaking their heads? Or do they look at it reasonably like you are, kind of? Well, yeah, if that was my, I wish I could do the same thing with my son.
That's what Zach LaVine said on social media. He's like, I can't imagine the feeling, because he's a new father.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine the feeling.
Right. So if you had the power to do that, you'd do it.
Of course. Yeah. It's not right. You maybe shouldn't. Maybe you're not really setting your kid up for success in the real world. But especially, and again, you could say it's selfish, it's a dream of LeBron.
Yeah. And it's LeBron freaking James.
It's LeBron freaking James, man.
It is. It'd be a hell of a story if he turned out to be good.
Yeah.
Like if Bronny turned out to be like just a good NBA player, that'd be pretty awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it really would be. All right, we had Nicky Lopez on the show today. We had Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka helping us out, as always. We appreciate them. We had Peter Hansen, our terrific intern. You're with us again next week, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Peter's ponderings continue.
Sick.
Shane Reardon, our executive producer and executive chef. Thank you, sir. Excellent fish tacos. Chris Tannehill making us sound better than we are each and every day. Grody, as always, thank you, sir.
Pleasure, man. Enjoy working with you as always.
He is Mark Grody for Matt Spiegel. I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Hi, everyone. I just want to reach out and let you know that I just realized that I'm not going to be able to continue. I loved it, and I know you loved it. And I just wanted to let you know that I won't be returning. And I love the relationship we've been able to develop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.